Hello, everybody, and welcome to Week 7 here of the Frankfurt Wildcats Locker Room Chat with Boys Head Coach Adam Schreiner and Pridham Prophet. And let's jump right in here to Week number 7. Coach, here, a couple of good wins for you, bouncing back after that loss from Centralia. You've had back-to-back wins. I take those in those consolation games. You had one against Lynn. You won 46-45, and then you had the big win against Blue Valley Randolph. You won 54-46 in that one as well. And I'll tell you what, your team had some great scores on the board for them. Wes Anderson, 16 points against Blue Valley Randolph, 7 rebounds. In the game against Lynn, 9.7 rebounds. Loizo, 13 points against Blue Valley Randolph. And then he had 16 points against Lynn with 5 rebounds. Just so much great scoring across the board. Your team's 10-4 now in the season, 3-2 in league. What can you tell me about how your team handled that adversity in the TVL tournament play?
Well, I thought they, for the most part, handled it well. I would say the Lynn game, we kind of missed some opportunities, but you give credit to Lynn. I mean, they're well coached and played hard and played us right down to the wire, and the kids pulled out a win there in the last few seconds by getting an offensive rebound and put back. So, you know, you face that adversity when you play in the TVL, and I'm just proud of the kids for how they responded, especially coming back Saturday after a tight game on Friday. And Saturday, I thought we played a real good second half against another really good Blue Valley team that, you know, causes a lot of problems on their own, and our kids kind of stepped up and matched what they needed to do.
And then also here on the board, you had Smith, who had 10 points against Blue Valley Randolph. Carter Olson, he had 7 points and 7 rebounds in that game. But Fred Rosequist, he's been having some good games as well. 8 points against Blue Valley Randolph, 11 points and 7 boards, as well as 6 assists all against Lynn. So here you got your team going back into the locomotive, that engine rolling, and now you get things back on track into the TVL play side of things. You got Washington County on Friday, next Tuesday, Onega. I kind of preview here these next couple opponents for you as your team is starting to get clicking again.
Yeah, you know, like you said, we've kind of got some scoring from everybody throughout. And, you know, this is a time of the year where you want everybody kind of complimenting each other. And when it's their chance to score, making sure to do that. But also, you know, you brought up Fred, 6 assists. You know, when we can get post touches and get the ball moving in and out from there, you know, I think good things really happen for us and it frees some people up. So, you know, happy with the kids and how they're moving that ball around and sharing it. And we'd love to see that continue on as we go through this final stretch. And you bring up Washington and Onega. I mean, you come back, you got 2 league opponents after that tournament. And both of these teams like to kind of get up and down the floor and play physical at times. So we know there's no nights off in this league. So for us to battle the way we want to, we got to take it one day, one game at a time. And, you know, we're going to have our work cut out for us. But I do think our kids are kind of looking forward to this final stretch to go out and have some fun throughout the final part of the season and see what we can accomplish.
Week number 7, Frankfurt Wildcats locker room chat here with Boys Head Coach Adam Schreiner, sitting right now 10-4 overall, 3-2 in the league. Coach, thank you for your time as always.
Yep, thank you. Appreciate the coverage.
Frankfurt locker room chat brought to you by Winklin Oil Company, Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank Frankfurt, and Community Healthcare System.